Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
November 20th, Without Wavering.
All this week, Derek urges us, in the words of Hebrews 10, verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Today he considers what it means to hold fast without wavering. In Hebrews 3, verse 1, we're admonished to make the right confession. Then in Hebrews 4, verse 14, we're told to hold fast our confession. When the Bible calls Jesus our high priest, we immediately know that it's our confession that enlists his ministry on our behalf. In holding fast our confession, we must not change what we've said. We must make the words of our mouths agree with what the Word of God says. In Hebrews 10:23, the step that we are now considering, it says, let's hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Notice what has been added, without wavering. If we look through these passages of Hebrews in the order in which they appear, we find that in respect to our confession, there are three successive stages. First, we make the confession. Second, having made it, we hold it fast without changing it. And third, we hold it fast without wavering. Why was without wavering put in? To me, on the basis of logic and personal experience, it implies that when we make the right confession, we're going to encounter negative forces and pressures that will come against us. Even though we've made the right confession and we're holding it fast, there may come a time when it seems like all the forces of Satan and the powers of darkness are turned loose against us. The temptation is to let go of our confession. But the writer said, don't let go. Hold fast without wavering. The darker the situation and the greater the problem, the more important it is to hold fast without wavering. God is faithful. He's committed to his word. Jesus is our high priest. If we will only hold fast our confession without wavering, he will do his job as our high priest. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. You give me hope. I proclaim that I make my confession, do not change it, and hold it fast without wavering. I shall hold fast my confession without wavering. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.